because you think they, rather than your friendship with Christ, will make you spiritual, you should break them. Why? Because breaking them frees you to follow in the steps of Jesus. Remember, he died for breaking add-on rules, not for keeping them. Shattering these regulations allows you to make a bold statement too. Namely, your friendship with God flows from love, not rules. On a foggy New Year's Day, my friend Gary Witherall left my home before sunrise, before I had awakened, and he drove 90 minutes to a 200-foot bridge in Washington State. Then he jumped off. In fact, he jumped twice. The first time, he faced the river below and dove. The second time, he faced the bridge and fell backward into the deep ravine. Why had an otherwise sane, though a bit crazy man, done such a thing? Here's what he said. I had to face the fear that tormented me. I did that by jumping off a bridge and risking my life. And you know what? The moment I jumped, my fear was shattered and I felt alive again. I gazed with admiration at his Bungee Masters t-shirt. I love Gary, and his words somehow made me happy and sad. You see, his lovely wife Bonnie, whom I had also loved, had been shot and killed while working in a medical clinic in Lebanon a month before. Bill, it was exhilarating, he said in his British brogue. I was falling and falling, and then I felt the bungee cord slow down my descent. And then it pulled me up, and I got to free fall again. He was excited. The second jump was easier, but scarier, because I couldn't initially see where I was going. I was jealous of Gary. In the face of unimaginable pain, he had the guts to do something I've always wanted to do. In fact, it's one of the scariest things I've never done. But I could have gone with Gary. Or I could have jumped with my son David when he made the big leap. Both times I had excuses. Or did I make excuses? I'm not sure. Maybe by the time you read this story, I'll have leaped from that bridge. I think if I ever bungee jump, I'll want someone else to go first. It seems like that would reduce the danger. I mean, if the cord proved too long, or not strong enough, or not securely anchored, well, you get the idea. In a way, that's what makes breaking the rule of playing it safe a bit easier. Others, like Jesus, have already broken it. And I'm convinced that when you take the risk and break the rule, you'll discover what Gary found when he leaped off that bridge. You'll taste life in a new and exciting way. Of course, you may be thinking, this is a different kind of a life.